Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. You're welcome to another episode on Every Day with Jesus. Hallelujah. Every Day with Jesus broadcast, where we keep learning the Word of God. This is morning devotion for many people. You wake up to the Word of God, and then it sets the tone for your day. Praise God. So, Bible truths concerning the local church. It's been a long session, and then we've had different breaks on and off now. So, but I trust God that we're going to round off this teaching this week or next week, ultimately. Praise God. So, Bible truths concerning local church. I began to show us in the last teaching, I continue to show us that God is pro-leadership. And in this particular episode, I want to answer the question, what then is the place of the leading of the Spirit? I mean, if God leads through men, God is pro-leadership. We've seen it in the Old Testament. We've seen it in the New Testament. In fact, I remember that in the last teaching, I showed us how that the answer to poor leadership or unsound leadership is sound leadership. There will never be a time when there will be an option of having no leadership in God's own, plan and administration. In spite of the outcry against the leaders of Israel, the false shepherds in Israel, the only alternative was that God was going to give them shepherds according to his own heart, who were going to feed them with knowledge. Hallelujah. And that, of course, is even a reference to the new covenant, which we have in the church today. Many times people forget that it was Jesus that gave gifts to his body. Ephesians in chapter 4. Look at this carefully. What is the place of the leading of the Spirit if God is pro-leadership and he leads through men and we are to follow and submit to the leadership of men? What is the place? Hallelujah. Where's the place of the leading of the Spirit? Before then, let's see Ephesians in chapter 4. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 from verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. He himself gave. So the leadership of the church is not an invention of any man. It's not that some wanted to just be leaders. Amen. Someone said you won't find the word leadership in the New Testament. I agree with you. Praise God. But the idea of leadership is found in the New Testament. Just the same way you won't find the word local church in the New Testament. But the idea of the local church is clearly seen. So the idea of leadership is clearly seen. Jesus appointed men as leaders. He gave some to be apostles for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. Praise God. So the only solution to poor leadership, unsound leadership, to excesses in leadership is to have sound leadership. Praise God. To have sound leadership. And we must not forget this. So you don't say because several local churches have failed and then you've been to several. In fact, many times people say things like that. They're talking from their few experiences. It's not like you have gone, through the body of Christ in your lifetime. Amen. And then you start saying the local church is a scam. The local church is this, is that. You're talking mainly from an experience with a pastor or a local church or two. Glory to God. Many people who condemn the idea of the local church have not even settled down in 10 or 15. Praise God. To find out if all local churches are the same. Amen. But due to an experience with one local church or maybe a denomination, they conclude that the idea of the local church is false. Glory to God. Like someone said, the local church caged Stephen and Philip and the rest, that it was persecution that discovered them. Such reckless statements. The local church was where they were trained. That was where those guys were trained. They were taught. During persecution, they only continued to do all they had been doing with the local church, preaching the gospel. Amen. So the solution to an extreme or excess kind of leadership, or a leadership that's given to excesses, and a leadership that is given to all kinds of falsehood and corruption, is not to ditch the idea of leadership entirely. It is to find sound leadership that you can submit to. Same with the local church. The local church will always be relevant in God's plan. Hallelujah. As long as the earth remains, the local church will remain very relevant and very, very, very key for the fulfillment of God's purpose on the face of the earth. That is where the saints of God are equipped for the work of ministry. So let me quickly just answer this question today, and then we'll move from here tomorrow. Get back to the Old Testament where we see the idea of leadership clearly spelled out in God's dealings with men. So what is the place of the leading of the Spirit? If I'm meant to follow the leadership of men, hallelujah, praise God. Now realize this, if God already has set up leadership, amen, leadership for the equipping of the saints, for keeping men accountable, for setting order and discipline in the body of Christ, realize that the leading of the Spirit cannot be for the same. Amen. That is, the leading of the Spirit and the leadership of men cannot be opposed to themselves. Hallelujah. They can't conflict. It can be, both of them cannot be struggling for relevance. Hallelujah. That means the leading of the Spirit in our individual lives is not for the same reason why God has set up leadership in the church. And this is very simple. For instance, the pastor or the leader of a local assembly is meant to be the one in charge of training the saints. Hallelujah. So he decides certain things in the church. He decides the meeting times. Glory to God. That is not subject to a leading of the Spirit given to everybody. When the pastor says, let's come together for Wednesday Bible study, it is not dependent on a leading of the Spirit given to anybody in the church. The leading of God for the assembly is given to the man. Hallelujah. It's given to the man. So you must realize that if God has set him up for the equipping of the saints as a leader over the church, certain leadings cannot come to everybody. It will be through the man. God himself will honor and respect leadership because that's the only way to prevent chaos. Hallelujah. God will never lead the church through random voices. And everybody is talking about a leading. You know, God has led me to do this. God has led me that, you know, we should start meeting on Saturday evenings. God has led me that we shouldn't have prayer meetings and all that. And, you know, there's such a problem with some white garment churches. I grew up there, so I experienced this firsthand, where the pastor is ministering or the pastor is trying to lead the church in a particular direction and somebody just stands up in the midst of the church and by, you know, a leading by the Spirit in quotes, he gives a contrary direction to the church and everybody follows him. Hallelujah. That is impossible. Glory to God. If we understand the way God operates, we realize that that is impossible. That couldn't have been by the Spirit of God. Because God has appointed you as a leader, everything God wants to communicate to the church, the direction the church would go in, the administration of the church will go through the leadership. Praise God. God will communicate it through the leadership of the church. It will never be through unknown voices or strange voices or random voices in the local church. Hallelujah. So certain things are not subject to human opinions, what you think, what you feel. It is not based on your own unique leading. Hallelujah. We're having a prayer session for the next 14 days. You don't say, well, the Holy Ghost, what the Holy Ghost told me. No, the Holy Ghost cannot tell you anything contrary to that. Hallelujah. So you must realize this. When it comes to the administration of the church, the leadership of the church, the direction of the church, discipline, training, certain things will never be communicated through random voices in the local church. It will come through the leadership. Hallelujah. It will come through the leadership. When the leader says, let's go for evangelism, you don't say, well, the Spirit of God is leading me to read my Bible. Do you understand what I'm saying? That would be disobedience. Because God has set up leadership for that purpose. So that when the man says, let's pray, everybody follows. That's following. Hallelujah. When a man says it's time to intercede, you don't start doing, what is it now? Bible study. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that direction, that training, that administration of the local church, the leadership the leadership has been saddled with such responsibility. Glory to God.
So there will be no leading of the Spirit given to you that would be against this. Hallelujah. It's quite instructive that even in the family setting, God understands the place of the man as the head and the leader of the home. Praise God. Realize that when Joseph and Mary were expecting Jesus, Joseph is not the father of Jesus. Are you aware? Joseph was not the one responsible for Christ. But the instruction to carry the child to run to Egypt away from Herod was given to Joseph. Why was the instruction not given to Mary? Because Joseph was the leader. Joseph was the head of the family. So the instruction had to come through Joseph. Hallelujah. The same thing is seen in the Old Testament. Everything God said to Moses, which Moses passed on to Joshua, nobody could have a different leading and claim it's a leading by the Spirit of God. No. They all were expected to submit to what Joshua had said. Because whatever Joshua had said was what Moses told him. Whatever Moses had told Joshua was what the Lord told Moses. So submitting to Moses and submitting to Joshua was as good as submitting to the leading of God. We saw that earlier. It's the same in the local church. Following the leadership of the church is following what God will have you do part time. As long as it is in accordance with the will of God. As long as it does not deviate from the written word, from the truth of God, of God's word, then you have to follow. That is the leading of the Spirit for the church. Glory to God. In what areas then am I going to be led as a person? In what areas then do I need to, you know, open myself to the leading of the Spirit and not rely on the leadership of the church? Well, in your personal affairs. Glory to God. Your pastor is not meant to choose by the leading of the Spirit for you who you are meant to marry. You are meant to know that. It's a personal thing. Hallelujah. Even in doing the work of ministry, the pastor can decide when we go out for evangelism. He can mobilize us for it. But when you are on the field, you are open to the leading of the Spirit, knowing who to reach out to, knowing how to begin. We see an example at Acts of Apostles chapter 8. Glory to God. So you must understand it. You must understand this. They don't mix. And there are no clashes. Glory to God. Hiding under the guise of being led by the Spirit to rebel against the leadership of the church is wrong. It's erroneous. Acts of Apostles chapter 8. Look at an example. Glory to God. Acts of Apostles chapter 8 from verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, had come to Jerusalem to worship. And had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." Amen. So in dispensing his ministry as a man of God, as a child of God, as a believer, he was led by the Spirit of God. Amen. So as a pastor, I can say, let's come and have prayer meeting for the next 3 days or maybe 7 days. But then I do not determine the kind of experiences you're going to have in the place of prayer. I do not determine the outcome of your prayer. I do not determine the kind of manifestations you're going to have. I do not determine how you hear God in the place of prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God is going to lead you and interact with you as a person. But who determine the time of prayer? Who determine the time of congregational prayer? The pastor. Amen. Nobody should say, well, what the Spirit is leading me contrary to that prayer meeting. Pastor, what the Spirit is telling me is that we shouldn't be having prayer meeting. What we should be having at this point in time is evangelism. No. The Spirit cannot lead the church through you if you are not the leader. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you must also realize that the leadership of the church is meant to particularly enforce the things that have been written. Glory to God. Directions already laid down in scriptures. We know we ought to pray. We know we ought to study God's word. We know we ought to evangelize. We know we ought to walk in love. So the leadership of the church makes us do the word, leads us to do God's word. Praise God. So in such scenarios, you are not waiting or relying on a personal leading. You can be led by the leadership of the church to do what the word says. Glory to God. And in matters of church administration that, you know, are not really written down in scriptures, you don't also assume that you are going to be the one to start leading the church. It will come, that direction will come via the leadership of the church. Praise God. So the leadership of the church is meant to enforce that which has been instructed in the word of God. We can mobilize the saints for evangelism, but the saints are going to be led while on evangelism by the Spirit of God. You see that? The saints are going to be led while on evangelism by the Spirit of God. People are going to have different experiences. We can instruct the saints to give. How much they are going to give is left to their choice. They give as they propose in their hearts, sometimes, or you know, many times also, as they are led by the Spirit. The Spirit of God can lead you to give. But I can teach you to give. I can even choose a day when we want to give to a particular cause or a project or to somebody. But you know, how much you give is your choice. Praise God. And in that, the leading of the Spirit can come to play. Hallelujah. You know, I've seen people who said to me, after, you know, we went for evangelism, they said to me, Pastor, you know, it was strong on my heart to go back to that woman at so-so time tomorrow to go and say so-so and so-so things to her and all that. And then the person went back, said those things, and then bullseye. Praise God. That's the leading of the Spirit. Amen. The pastor couldn't have decided that for you. The only thing we could have decided was when to go out to go and evangelize as a church, as a group. Amen. Also, in your individual space, in your environment, you are to be led by the Spirit in doing the work of ministry. Glory to God. So, I'm just showing you examples of different angles and aspects. We could say, let's come and intercede for men. In that intercession, you are going to be led by the Spirit of God in different ways to minister to men. Glory to God. So, they are not to be set against themselves. The leadership of the church against the leadership of the Spirit. No. The leadership of the church is for the things instructed in the word of God, which the leadership of the church is meant to enforce, to hold us accountable to practice these things, to train us effectively as believers. And because they are saddled with the responsibility of training the saints, there are certain decisions they will make solely for the church. It won't be everybody's call. Amen. When to worship, when to meet to pray, when to meet to study, when to go out on evangel. That's not going to be subject to individual leadings of the Spirit. It will be the decision of the leadership of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. But there are areas of your life. I said marriage also. Knowing whom to marry. It's not the job of the leadership of the church. Praise God. It's not the job of the leadership of the church. It's so awkward to find out that there are places where it is the pastor that chooses whom to marry. That's awkward. Amen. That pastor is already overstepping his boundaries. Because you are meant to know by yourself. Paul even says, you know, such in the book of Corinthians, he says, a woman who chooses to marry after she's lost her husband, says she is free to marry whomever she chooses, only in the Lord. It's a choice. Praise God. 1 Corinthians in chapter 8 from verse 39. A wife is bound by law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whomever she wishes, only in the Lord. But she's happier if she remains as she is according to my judgment, and I think I also have the Spirit of God. She's to marry whomever she wishes. Amen. That does not mean she just chooses by her senses. She can be led by the Spirit of God. Glory to God. So, you know, such areas of our lives are not dictated by the leadership of the church. You have the liberty to follow the leading of the Spirit in such matters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let me close with Hebrews 13 again. Hebrews 13, 17. If you look at the instructions given to us as attitudes to maintain towards the leadership of the church, you realize you cannot set the leadership of the church against the leading of the Spirit in their individual lives. It won't work that way. Hebrews 13, 17. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17. Look at how the writer says it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at this carefully. Hebrews 13 and verse 17. It says, obey them, or obey those who have rule over you, and be submissive. For they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that will be unprofitable for you. Praise God.
And I showed us earlier that the word rule over in this place, praise God, the word rule over at Hebrews 13:17 is the Greek word egelmai, which means to lead, to command, to have authority over, to govern. Amen. That's the same word used at Hebrews 13:24, to have the rule over. Hallelujah. And the word submissive at Hebrews 13:17 is the word that means to surrender, to resist no longer. So how can we say men are not meant to resist? Men are meant to surrender to the leadership of the church and at the same time still maintain that they can choose to be led by the Spirit of God contrary to the leadership of the church. It makes no sense. That's setting those two realities against themselves. Hallelujah. We are meant to obey, to submit to the leadership of the church. In fact, those who do not obey are the ones referred to as unruly men. Unruly. Glory to God. And the word unruly means to be out of ranks, to be disorderly. Glory to God. So there's no such thing as I'm not following the leadership of the church. I'm following a personal leading of the Spirit. That's how a lot of people are already promoting rebellion under the guise of being led by the Spirit of God. There are no conflicting realities. Glory to God. There are no conflicting realities. And I've taken my time to show you how these things operate and how these things work. Praise God. So feel free to submit to the leadership of the church and be open to the leadership of the Spirit or to the leading of the Spirit in your individual life. Hallelujah. As you go about the work of ministry, as you give yourself to prayer, you are open to the leading of the Spirit, and then you are submissive to the leadership of the church for church administration and direction and training and discipline and discipleship and accountability and order. Glory to God. So we're going to continue from here tomorrow. Do good to invite your friends, family members, colleagues, classmates, and let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great day of being full of the Word, full of prayers, full of spiritual songs, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power, full of faith. And don't forget to be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.